The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Good.
For the second week in a row, we have Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thanks for coming back with us. We appreciate your time, Don.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. When you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and check out the weather, check out the construction of the bank. You know, lots of things going on. 10,000 hits a month on that camera.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com.
You know, there's 7 years worth of shows on that website.
Some have made the cut.
Some have not made the cut. Some have disappeared into obscurity, never to be heard again.
Right. Okay, Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. How long have you been at UGI, please?
28 years.
Does that seem possible?
I still feel way too young to be working at one place for 28 years.
Well, it shows that you love what you do, and you have some great information we are putting out there. Last week, it was a fabulous show. This week, we're looking to do the same. And so, you know, let's start off by talking about a lot of people these days are worried about emissions.
Sure. Natural gas is a very environmentally friendly fuel. You know, a lot of people talk about electricity having no emissions. But you have to look at the...
that's not true.
You have to look at source to site.
Right.
You know, because obviously plants that generate the electricity, most of them have emissions. Obviously, renewables do not make up a very large percentage. But what we're seeing...
You mean the windmills up there don't make up much electricity?
It's a small percentage.
Yeah, okay.
It's a small percentage. So what we've been seeing is old coal plants going away because they can't meet emission standards and brand new... combined cycle, high efficiency natural gas plants taking their place. But even when you compare electricity being sourced by natural gas versus the direct use of natural gas in a home, you're better off using the natural gas directly in the home because you have the losses of generating the power and transmission losses across the wires to get it to a home. So when you're even comparing natural gas fired electricity versus natural gas used directly in the home, you get a lot higher efficiency and a lot less emissions if you use the gas directly in your house.
Very interesting. That's good information. You know, there's people out there that have five-star PPL homes and they love their electricity and they love a total electric home. And they have a newer construction, so it has state-of-the-art insulation, it's well insulated, and it was constructed well. So they feel that they don't have a lot of energy loss, and that because of that, their electric bills are lower than somebody with an older home that has electric heat. And that might be so. But, you know, one of the things about electric heat I hear often is it's like they turn it on and it's instant heat. Now, with a hot air furnace, gas, hot air, that would be the case. But sometimes with the baseboard, the hot water, and the steam units, it takes a little longer to
go from zero. It just takes a few minutes. Yeah, I don't think it's a long time. You know, but getting back to what you were just saying about the electricity, people think that, oh, I'm using electricity. I'm not creating any emissions. I'm going to plug my little roller skate car into the wall and charge it up. And look at me, I'm green. But they don't realize that it could be oil used to generate the electricity. It could be coal. It could be natural gas. It could be nuclear. But what you're saying is natural gas is the cleanest of all of these things.
Sure, it's the cleanest of the fossil fuels. Now, obviously, you'll have, you know, water, you know, hydroelectric.
There's I forgot about that one.
I mean, but again, very limited. Solar, wind, no emissions there, but you still have all the equipment and it's not sunny at night. So you're always going to need the backup fuel that's there 24 hours a day. You can never get around, never get around it.
It's not sunny at night, but is it sunny during the day anymore? I mean, sometimes we wonder.
Wait a minute. We're in Pennsylvania. We're getting close to spring, I hope.
I think
from November to like March, I don't think the sun comes out up here at all. It's depressing.
Yes, it has been a little bit depressing. Okay, so back to natural gas. And while you're here, Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. One of the things I like about UGI is that it has a lot of programs to help people. People that fall on hard times, that are having a hard time paying their utility bills. Can we talk about some of those?
Absolutely. UGI has a variety of programs. We work closely with other agencies through our customer assistance and referral evaluation services. We call that CARES. And what we will do is work with customers to make sure that they can apply for the Low Income Heating Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, where that is funds used directly for paying their heating bills in the winter. So if a person qualifies for that, most of the time they qualify for some UGI-specific programs. One of those that I think is very interesting is our CAP program, CAP, which is the Customer Assistance Program. What UGI does with this program is, for low-income people, is we will look at their income and they will be billed based on what they can afford, not on what they use. So it's a very interesting program. Another one we have is called Operation Share. That is funded by UGI employees or concerned other customers that want to make a donation. And that helps people in an emergency situation. If they would lose a job or get ill and can't work, those are helpful emergency grants there. Also, there is the Low Income Usage Reduction Program. We've talked about efficiencies, insulation. You can work with agencies to make your home more efficient by using the LIHEAP. It's called Low Income Usage Reduction Program. And also, you know, interestingly enough, UGI has a program for nonprofits where we can help them pay their bills and get efficiency gains.
How would people apply for these programs? Do they call the 800 number? Do they go to UGI.com? How would, say I had fallen on hard times and I lost my job and I couldn't pay the bills, how would I apply for this?
The best way to do it is to call UGI at 1-800-276-2722. And the one thing I always like to point out to people is, don't wait. Call us and we have so many programs. We'll find out what works best for you because we want to work with you. You know, we want to make sure that you have heat and can pay your bills. So, if you're having trouble paying your bills, don't do it and just not pay your bills. Call us and let us know so that we can work with you.
And so many times we hear that. Call before, even with mortgage problems, call before the gas is turned off or the water is turned off. Because after the fact, lots of times you can't do anything.
Exactly. There's very strict rules because we're a regulated utility. We have tariff rules that we have to follow, state rules mandated by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. So that's why communication is the most important thing I can stress if somebody's having problems.
So don't avoid you.
Work with us because that's what these programs are here for.
Good advice. Okay, so UGI is involved in the community and has a couple programs. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. We participate with a lot of organizations such as the United Way, Reading is Fundamental, and local organizations such as Junior Achievement. We support chambers of commerce and business development agencies as well. Just touching a little bit on Reading is Fundamental, over the last 25 years, UGI has donated more than 1.4 million books to first graders across Pennsylvania. With United Way, that's our annual campaign where we give hundreds of thousands of dollars per year to United Ways across Pennsylvania. And, you know, locally also we'll you know, take requests online for nonprofit organizations and provide support that way as well.
Yeah, good. Junior Achievement Program is great. Now, a son participated one down in Pittston, and I was a chaperone for the day, and it was a great program. I was thrilled that they were part of that.
Sure. I know Junior Achievement has the Biz Hub.
Yeah,
and
that's where
people,
it was.
For people that are unaware, I believe it's fifth graders can come in and learn how to open a bank account, run a business. And in fact, UGI has a business in the Biz Hub where kids could learn how to read meters and operate a utility.
And they're gaining valuable career readiness skills, you know, from doing that. And most children at that age have no idea about any of that stuff. So that's excellent.
Sure. Money just comes from mom and dad.
Right. Or grows on trees, yeah. More like it. Right. Okay. Good stuff. With us today is Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. How does someone get in touch with you? Well, not so much you personally, but UGI, please.
Well, the two easiest ways are online at www.ugi.com, or you could call us at 1-800-276-2722.
Before we go to break, talk about the UGI.com calculator that someone could go on and figure out if they wanted to convert their home to gas, what they do there.
Sure. You go to UGI.com, and then at the top, it says choose natural gas. Underneath that is the savings calculator, where you can put in all the details of your home, how many people live there, how old your home is, how many square feet, what kind of historic fuel usage you've had, and then it will do a comparison versus other fuels. Not only will it give you the economics, it will also show you the emission savings versus other fuels as well. Also, under the Choose Natural Gas banner will be links to our rebate programs or anything that you would need to know if you're considering converting to natural gas.
So a lot of what we discussed here today, as well as last week, is found at UGI.com.
It's all there.
It's all there. Thank you. Before we go to break, I want to talk about in the listing write-up ads, there was a study, and I just received this from PAR. PAR just listed an article.
Who's PAR?
PAR is the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. What keywords tend to lead to higher selling prices? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Fixer-upper?
I was surprised by this. The number one, the top feature was pane windows. I don't think I've ever seen that in a listing write-up, but this is what they said. So other keywords include new construction, remodeled, fully fenced, outdoor living. Now that's huge. So I wasn't surprised by that.
There's not much outdoor living going on around here.
No, now there isn't. In single level. So that's like a ranch style home. The word paint is also really important, and it appeared multiple times in these write-ups, whether it be exterior paint, interior paint, new paint. Painting is something we often recommend sellers do before they put their house on the market, especially if there are chartreuse walls or dated color schemes. We advise people to keep neutral.
Neutral.
Right? Neutral's best. But also, if you can't do a whole room, one of the things that go a long, long way, something that I suggest people to make a room pop or look really good, is if you have painted trim, repaint that. It's like makes it nice and bright and
right.
Gleaming.
The trim around the door is always getting banged or kicked or something.
So that will go a long way. It's money well spent. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be right back.
Who are Century 21 agents? They're high-tech gizmo packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. They know the best places to buy a home, to sell a home, and to find antiques, if you're into that kind of thing. They're weatherproof, foolproof, and proof positive that smart people doing good work can make big things happen for great folks like you. Oh, and there's one nearby. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724.
or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back. We're back
with more from Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. Thanks so much for being with us 2 weeks in a row. Fabulous discussion we're having with you. Let's talk about...
rebates?
You know, yeah, we didn't talk about the rebates UGI offers this show, but we did cover them last show, but I think it would be a good review for the listeners out there.
Please. Really? And it's not just for people who are doing conversions. It's if I'm an existing UGI customer, I qualify for some of these rebates?
Absolutely. Okay. And everything I'm going to tell you is on our website, UGI.com, so you don't have to rush out and get a pen to write this down. But smart thermostats, we have a rebate of $100 if you get a smart thermostat, and that again helps you conserve energy when you're not in your home. Furnished rebates of $500, boilers $1,500, combination boilers of $1,800, and a combination boiler takes care of both your heating and domestic hot water needs. Also rebates for tankless hot water heaters, which are extremely efficient, up to $400.
Because I think that might be our next project, right, in our house.
Yeah, you were thinking about doing the tankless hot water heater, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think we're going to conquer. What's that rebate again?
$400.
Always looking to save. Okay, gas, sometimes people are afraid of gas, especially people that never had it. Use it, especially where cooking is concerned. But let's review some safety tips, if you wouldn't mind. Gas.
Sure. Being a natural gas utility, safety is our number one priority. Natural gas in its natural state is colorless and odorless. So for safety reasons, we add what's called mercaptan, and that's what gives natural gas its smell. So the most important thing is if you smell natural gas, leave your home immediately. Don't touch anything electrical. Don't use your phone. Get to a safe distance and then call UGI at 1-800-276-2722. If you don't have the UGI number handy, obviously you could call 911 and they will immediately then call UGI. But to avoid that second call, if you can call UGI directly, that would be the best.
So they'll respond immediately? They'll come right out for a gas emergency?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, it's not going to be, we'll be there in an hour or two?
No, but when you get on to our... when you call UGI, it is the first thing is, if this is an emergency, press 1. So, it'll get you right through to a person if you hit the emergency number. Some other safety tips. One of the ones you should really think about is if you're going to be doing any landscaping or digging, one of the biggest causes of leaks, or I'm sorry, I should say the biggest cause of natural gas leaks are people hitting our lines. So we are a big proponent of 811. So you call 811 and not only natural gas, all your utilities will come out and mark where their services are on your property. So you'll know when you're digging what to avoid and where to be careful. So please call 811 before you dig or excavate.
I used to be a fireman in New York City, and we used to drill every month with Brooklyn Union Gas. The guy would come in, he'd sit down in the kitchen and he'd go over things. And he would always stress that, people are worried, oh, I got a natural gas leak, the house is going to blow up. But the explosive range of the mixture that natural gas has to be with air has to be perfect. It's got to be just right. So people think, I smell gas, the house is going to blow up. That's not necessarily true.
Natural gas is combustible between 5 and 10% ratio versus air. So if it's less than 5%, it will not combust. If it's greater than 10%, it will not combust. So if this room was 100% filled with natural gas, you could light a match all day and nothing would happen.
And we would suffocate because there's no oxygen.
Well, right. Natural gas is not poisonous. What it would do, though, is it would displace oxygen, so you wouldn't have oxygen.
So over the years, I've had some interesting run-ins with people that have had gas leaks but didn't know it, and living in the house, and I'd come in, but because I'm an outsider, never been there before, I instantly detect it, and tell them you better call the gas company. And I'll tell you, a lot of times it boils down to people disconnecting their gas dryer or moving it or the gas stove and it wasn't capped correctly or that it sprung a little pinhole leak. But they don't realize it because they're living there. They've become immune to actually detecting it.
But I would just say, when dealing with natural gas equipment, I would leave that to the professionals.
Sure.
And not try and do it yourself.
Right. But I've had them call for their safety, and usually they do call me and tell me, yeah, you were right. And one time I was doing a walkthrough. This is going back about 15 years ago, a final walkthrough, a pre-settlement inspection. We go through the property before the closing, and I was with my buyer. And as soon as we opened that front door, we both detected the gas leak that wasn't there before. We never encountered it in that house prior to that moment. And I had the opportunity of spending my day in that house because the gas company came right out, dug up the front lawn while my client went to the closing table. It was able to be resolved that day, but it was coming from the front yard.
Sure. And again, that's our number one priority is safety. So you'll see our crews out. Over the state of Pennsylvania, we replace more than 60 miles of gas main a year. So we take our oldest gas mains and just keep replacing to make sure that we have the safest system possible.
Yeah, we had a building and the gas bill went up for no reason. I mean, there was no explanation why the gas bill went up. So we called UGI. They came out and they have their little meters and they says, oh, you have a leak here. I was like, oh, really? Well, thank you very much. So it was a good thing we called UGI. I mean, it was a very drafty basement and it really didn't smell anything, but there was a leak there and they detected it. And now I'm paying for stuff that's just going right out too. Plus, it's very dangerous. So you guys came right out.
Fire department has those meters.
Yeah, it's
too.
An explosive. Yeah. Okay. Combustible gas meter.
Okay, very good. How about service plans? Oh, oftentimes in our bills, we get these little brochures about service plans. And a lot of times it's like, it gets confusing what to do, what not to do.
Really? Do I need this?
Well, that's a personal decision. I look at those service plans a lot like insurance. How much insurance do you want? If you have a brand about your equipment or if you have an 80-year-old home, you might be a little bit more worried about your equipment. So it all comes down to a personal choice as to the level of service plan that you'd like.
You guys used to have a service plan because my mother-in-law used to love when the UGI guy, I think she used to make him coffee or something. She loved this guy. But you guys don't do that anymore yourselves?
Well, we have a marketing agreement with a third party contractor that provides those services. And there's many HVAC companies provide service plans as well.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you when you were reviewing the rebates last week and this week was, does somebody have to buy that appliance, furnace, boiler through UGI?
No, UGI does not sell equipment anymore. So when you fill out your rebate form, you will have to put a copy of the bill of sale so that we can verify that it is high efficiency, because that's the key. It has to be high efficiency equipment in order to get the rebate.
At one time, you did sell all of those items.
Sure. I think we got out of that business approximately 10 years ago.
Okay. What about vehicles that operate on
natural gas? Oh, that's right. That's right. Here we go back again. When I worked in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Union Gas had a fleet of their vehicles were powered by natural gas, and they had a compressed gas station, and we used to go and inspect it, and they had cylinders in the vehicle, and they explained very clearly that the cylinders are very safe, and if there's any accidents, there's a blow-off valve, they won't go off. So do you guys do anything like that, too?
UGI's fleet, most of our fleet has been converted to be natural gas vehicles. And where you have most of the success is with fleets. It hasn't really gotten out to the residential market yet, but where fleets such as buses, places that have routes during the day and then they can come back at night and be parked and filled overnight. That is the key. I know Coremark, they have a fleet of natural gas vehicles. Colts, I believe, is starting to add some natural gas vehicles. There's a natural gas fueling station off of Route 81 in the Pittston area where you can the public could go actually fuel. A lot of these places have private fueling for their vehicles.
How about suppliers? So UGI is the point of the, they're always going to be the person or sure. the company that bills, right? Sure. But anybody can have any supplier.
Correct. The natural gas bill is broken into two pieces, the utility charges or our base rate charges or delivery charges. So UGI is utility. We just deliver the fuel. The fuel itself, the commodity, the natural gas, you can either choose a third-party supplier, or if you choose not to, UGI will be the provider of last resort. So what happens there is UGI has, for people that choose not to choose a third-party supplier, we buy our natural gas at cent intervals, and we will publish a price to compare. So if natural gas prices are on the rise, slowly our prices will rise because we buy on set buys. But let's just say that the market tanks and gas prices drop significantly. Our price isn't going to drop because we buy over time. So we'll slowly come down. So if you could think of us as a ship slowly going up or down, where your opportunities to buy a supplier is if you can time the market correctly, because that's where the savings are in the timing. Where with us, let's say we're slowly going up and then the market drops. If you can lock in a cheap price for a 12-month period of time, then you could guarantee some savings. Now, when those prices go low, eventually, because we buy that same cheap gas, our prices will eventually start coming down. So as our prices are coming down, if the market spikes, it's going to be hard to find a supplier that can save you money. So the natural gas supplier, the savings, all has to do with how you time the market.
You can't time the market. One thing I've learned over the years is you can't time the market.
But what you could do is you could look at UGI's cost to compare and then see what offers are out there. It's the same thing with electric companies. They publish a price to compare, and you can buy your electricity from a third-party supplier. It's the same exact concept.
And it's pretty competitive.
Yes, I'd rather stick with the big guys.
Well, we
instead
buy
of getting a surprise. I mean, I've heard stories of people getting, you know, their bills spiking 1 month for some reason or another. So I tend to shy away from all of that.
Well, natural gas commodities is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. So everybody's buying the same commodity and paying the same price. It's just a matter of the timing. That's where you can save the money. Is if you could time the market, when the price drops, lock it in at a low price, and that's where your savings come in. Because you're right, we're all buying the same gas.
Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI, I thank you so much for last week and this week's discussion. We had a very interesting show today. What is your contact information, please?
Again, UGI.com. Links to everything is right there. And our phone number is 1-800-276-2722.
Thank you, Don. More Americans are using real estate agents than ever before. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, there was big talk about this in our industry that technology was going to get rid of us, you know? Mm-hmm. So more Americans are using real estate agents to buy and sell their homes than ever before, even among the younger generations. And that's striking. A new Harris Insights Housing Consumer Study, which was underwritten by the California Association of Realtors, Real Trends, and the CE Shop, shows a full 90% of consumers use real estate agents to buy and sell. This is a survey high and is up 5 percentage points from the last study in 2014 and up 9 percentage points from the first study conducted in 2001. And despite fears that millennials are replacing real estate agents with technology, that study found that that's not the case. 91% of millennials use real estate agents in their transaction, and the number's actually slightly higher for the Generation Xers. Those people are 35 to 44 years old, not us, Pat. And that's at 94%. The study also found the more educated the consumer was, the more likely to use a realtor. Higher income earners were also more likely to use real estate agents. So
use a professional.
That's right. And they're looking, most people are looking for advice from trusted friends and relatives. They're going online, looking at surveys and statistics. And so social media is where it's at a lot of times. Century 21 Jack Ruddy's on Facebook with all their survey results listed, and we're a quality service award-winning office every year. So that's important. They're also looking for, that means a lot of people have a personal relationship with the agent they choose. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.